Well, my mourning for you began a couple of weeks ago when I learnt that no matter the battle you'd waged with your mind and your will, your body had rebelled. At times like this, life reminds you of how unfair and illogical it is. You were a mere 44 years old. I'd hoped to hear hundreds more broadcasts from your mic. I'd hoped you'd only run the first of your London marathons. I'd hoped to read a book one day about how you beat cancer. I hoped you and Peggy Sue would grow old together and you'd live long enough for your kids to refer to you as my old man. We go back a long time, my friend, over 20 years. I remember you as a young presenter, full of zeal and knowledge that was beyond your years. Often the questions you asked were profound, reflecting your fertile mind, but you were never afraid to ask the simple questions too. I remember the mischief we got up to in studio during ad breaks, all the laughter, but also how you also sat there with tears in your eyes after reading about a mentally ill child shot dead in a hijacking. You were hard-hitting with a soft center. I grieve most for your family and friends who crave the joy of their connection with such a superb human being. I grieve for the millions of your listeners who'll never hear you broadcast again. But I'm grateful for your life, Xolani Gwala. You've shown us, no matter how humble our beginnings, greatness can be born anywhere. I can't imagine what this internal battle took out of you these last few years, your mind and spirit fighting a stubborn body. No matter what anyone says, in my mind, you've won the battle, Gwala. You've shown us how hard we human beings can fight to stay alive for ourselves and the ones we love. How every borrowed breath cheats death when it wants to steal us away early. How even strangers open their hearts and show us what kindness and compassion are when we least expect them. You did not go gentle into that good night. You fought hard against the dying of the light. And while you rest, know that a fragment of you lies dormant in each of us. And when the mosaic of our memories come together, you will live again. We love you, Xolani Gwala.